Hello, Vivian, and all you enchanting people there at the Seattle Hemp Fest today. Vivian has asked me to say a few words on behalf of Peter McWilliams. Peter was a good friend of mine and one of my co-defendants in the case concerning Todd McCormick, a man with bone marrow cancer who was conducting research on medical marijuana and recording his findings in a book called How to Grow Medical Marijuana. I was hired to do illustrations for the book, which is how I met Peter. Peter was the publisher of the book, and in July of 1997, the DEA raided Todd's home, and over the course of 2 weeks, 9 people were arrested, including Peter and myself. We were all charged with conspiracy, cultivation, possession, and intent to distribute marijuana. Upon the advice of my lawyer, I fled to Canada, where I am now fighting extradition to the United States and applying for refugee status. Peter McWilliams was a kind, generous, loving man with a great, big, beautiful heart. Peter was one of the most courageous men I've ever met. He fought against the war on drugs for the freedom of us all until he breathed his last breath of air. If Peter was here to speak with us today, he would get up here on the stage and he would make each and every one of you laugh. Peter had a great gift with humor, and he used it every chance he got. During every one of Peter's phone calls and emails, he always managed to make me laugh, no matter how bad I was feeling at the time. Peter could always manage to put a smile on my face, and I will always love him for that and remember him in that way. He had so much love to offer, and he has left behind so many gifts for us. He is the author of many wonderful, enlightening books, with titles like How to Heal Depression, How to Survive the Loss of a Love, You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought, and my favorite, a book called Ain't Nobody's Business If I Do, about consensual crimes in America. I invite all of you to go to Peter's website at www.petertrial.com on the net and read some of the things that Peter has written. All of his books are there and available online to download for free. And not only will you be more enlightened after you've read something that Peter has written, but you will also be laughing and smiling. A man that can spread wisdom through humor, to me, is a man who deserves great respect. Peter McWilliams was using medical marijuana in order to prevent him from vomiting on a regular basis so that he would not throw up the cocktail of AIDS pharmaceutical drugs that he had to take on a daily basis in order to stay alive. Peter also used marijuana to help treat his depression, to stimulate his appetite, and to help him to sleep, among other things. After the arrest, Peter was denied his legal right to use marijuana as a medicine, and he was urine tested for THC on a regular basis. 2 months ago, Peter was found dead in his home after choking on his own vomit. This was something that could have been prevented had he been allowed to use marijuana. I hold the United States government personally responsible for Peter McWilliams' death. As I record this cassette tape for you, Todd McCormick is sitting in solitary confinement in a federal prison in Terminal Island, California. He was locked up for a mandatory minimum of 5 years. As a result of the radiation treatments that Todd was given during his childhood battle with cancer, he has severe scoliosis, nerve damage in his upper back, shoulders, and neck, and severe muscle spasms in his lower back. He has received no medical treatment since January. One day after Todd requested Marinol, a synthetic form of THC, which is a Schedule III easily prescribed drug, the feds ordered he be drug tested. When the results came back positive for marijuana, Todd was placed in solitary confinement. Todd was not tested for marijuana when they first locked him up, so there's no way to tell when he last smoked marijuana. This news is more upsetting to me than I know how to express to you today. The United States government is responsible for the death of my friend Peter McWilliams, and now they are trying to kill Todd McCormick, who is another close friend of mine. I just can't understand how they can take a medicine from a dying man or punish a sick person for trying to heal himself. I want to encourage everyone there who is listening today to give Todd and Peter's judge a piece of your mind. Please take the time to visit Todd and Peter's website and find out how you can write a letter to their judge to tell him what you think about Peter McWilliams' death and Todd McCormick's treatment in prison. Their websites are really easy to remember, toddmccormick.org and petertrial.com. Take a few moments to email or write to their judge and tell them how you feel. If enough of us speak out, we could save Todd McCormick's life, and we can make sure that Peter McWilliams is not forgotten. As you are hearing this cassette tape today, I'm sitting at a lake in British Columbia, Canada, where I like to go to talk with Peter McWilliams' spirit. I'm enjoying a great big bowl of sacrament in honor of my good friends Peter and Todd, and in honor of all of you there at the Seattle Hemp Fest today. I hope that you can all join me and send your energy out to Todd and Peter at the same time. Todd, it won't be long before you are free again. And Peter, you are already free out there in the universe somewhere. We honor you and your beautiful spirit. Thank you for all the laughter and the memories and the gifts that you have left behind for us. You will always be remembered. We love you, Peter. And we love you, Todd. Thanks to all you magical people attending Seattle Hemp Fest today. Our country's freedom depends upon each and every one of us and our ability and courage to stand up and fight for our rights and stand up for freedom. I believe that we will see the day when all of the green prisoners are released and the medicine is back in the hands of the people again, where it belongs. As we unite together at events like this one today, we are creating a better future for us and for generations to come. Thank you, Vivian, for being such a shining angel and creating events like this one. I hope you all have a beautiful, glorious time out there today. I'm lighting this bowl for you.